Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Last week I talked about wild and domestic animals relative to our idea of intelligence. This week I want to talk about octopuses, another one of my favorite creatures. Like other wild animals, the notion that they were intelligent came from those who interacted with them. People who worked in aquariums. Divers who may or may not have been studying them, but might have been in the ocean for completely different reasons. They noticed how inquisitive the animals were, how curious they were about what the humans were doing, how good they were at solving problems. In addition to this, they also turn out to be extraordinary mothers. They're one of those species where the females literally die to protect their young. I can remember when I was pregnant and it seemed like the months went on forever. That's nothing compared to an elephant, and the elephant is nothing compared to at least one species of octopus, Granelodon boreos pacifica. A female of this species was first noticed in 2007 brooding her eggs by several biologists from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Over a period of 4.5 years, they returned to the site and checked on her. During that time, she put all of her energy into protecting her young from predators and silt in the water that might interfere with their development. By the time they hatched, she had literally given her all to them. Thanks to her, they got a good start in life. They were going to be much more likely to survive. So was this strictly a mechanical act on her part? We know that chicks can communicate with other chicks in a clutch before they're even hatched. So if they can communicate with each other, why can't their mothers communicate with them? And why not octopuses, too? If you have to brood your young for 4.5 years, maybe it's because you have so much to teach them before they hatch. Maybe in the process of brooding them and keeping predators away from them and keeping the water clean around them, you turn on certain genes and you suppress others through the epigenomic effect, because this is your maternal strategy. This is what good mothers do. 4.5 years. Can you imagine the patience, the self-control, and the commitment it takes to do that? We live in a world now where, according to Microsoft's last survey, the average human attention span is approximately 8 seconds. What that says to me is it's a doggone good thing that we're not octopuses. 4.5 years. Would we do it? Would we humans do it? With all of our technology and all of our backup help and all of our nannies and all of our life coaches, would we commit to 4.5 years to ensure the survival of our species? I would say that if such a commitment were necessary, it would be something that the male half of the population would have to force on the female half. Maybe set up brooding pens or whatever. And of course that wouldn't work, because any females would be too stressed. But the point is, 4.5 years is a long time. 4.5 years during which you are slowly dying, and 4.5 years at which your reward is to watch your babies go off to who knows where. Your reward is to die. That's pretty humbling. To know that they do that, and to also know that they don't do it because they're stupid. They're not stupid. They're very intelligent creatures. But for sure, compared to us, they're really different.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.